Mary, describe what's going on here.
Well, a horse is being treated by a vet. He's having a bit of treatment with the machine just to help an old injury that he had, just to help keep him well. Luckily, he's not my Olympic horse. I ride several horses for owners, and they're constantly... you're having to try and keep them in the peak of their performance during the competition season. So the vet is a very sort of crucial part of the team, and is a regular visitor to the yard.
And with you personally, obviously you have to keep fit, and a lot of preparations go into your approach to London 2012. But of course, I don't think a lot of people realise there's this perception that, OK, you're ready to go, but what about the horses? You know, what happens if something goes wrong a week before with your horse?
Well, if something goes wrong the week before with my horse, that'll be the end of my Olympic dream. You know, literally, I'm reliant on my horse staying fit and sound and well. I'm nothing without my horse. So it is that's why our selection is left till very late. They've only just announced the team. They announced the team sort of 4 weeks before the Olympics, which seems to be close, but even, you know, those last 4 weeks leading up to the Olympics, anything could go wrong any day. The horses still have to gallop regularly. They have to jump and train, and every day something could go wrong.
And I guess that relationship with your horse is paramount. When we talk about some of other Devon Olympians, like Tom Daly, it's just him. He dives off the board and he goes in the pool. You know, Liam Tancock, it's all about him in the pool, whereas it's you plus horse.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the horse needs me and I need him. And you do form a fantastic partnership with your horses that go on to the top level of competing. And, you know, it's quite fascinating the relationship you get with your horse when you're riding. When I'm riding Imperial Cavalier, my top horse, you know, he knows exactly what I'm thinking. I know what he's thinking. We work together as a team, as a partnership. Obviously, Imperial Cavalier, he's way bigger and stronger than I am. If he didn't want to do what I asked him, he wouldn't do it. But, you know, he wants to. These top horses, they learn to totally trust the rider. And, you know, they're bred to gallop and jump. And, you know, certainly Imperial Cavalier absolutely loves to do that.
What's it like competing in Olympics? This will be, what, your sixth Olympics, Mary?
I know, it's extraordinary. I can't sort of get my head around that, you know, this is 20 years on since my first Olympic Games in Barcelona. And I'm still as excited as ever. The thought of getting to London is so exciting and such a drive for me to, you know, continue doing what I do, even at my ripe old age of 50.
Mary, I have to tell you that there was a document I received on an email which was entitled Mary King's Achievements, and I made the big mistake of clicking print. And the printer didn't stop going, and pages came out of the medals, the Olympic Games you've taken part in, the competitions that you've been successful in, and the list just goes on and on. What would it mean to you if you end up on the podium listening to the national anthem as the Union flag comes up and you get a medal at London 2012?
Well, in a way, it'll sort of complete my career, I suppose. I've been, say, very fortunate to have had, a number of many successes at the top level. And I've won two Olympic medals so far. I've won a bronze and a silver. So there is one colour missing. And to complete the set would, in a way, sort of complete my career.